Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Balak. We're in Kapitel Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Dalid. Vayamoid Malach Hashem b'Mishay Lakromim. The Malach of the Ribbono Shel Olam stood in the footpath of the vineyards. Goder Mizev, Goder Mizev. A fence on this side and a fence on that side. So Rashi b'Mishay in the footpath, Ketarguma. You have to understand it like Targum Unkelis. Bishvil in the path. V'cheinim Yishpoik. Afar Shomrin L'Sha'olim. It says the word L'Sha'olim. It says in the soil of Shomrin, Samaria, is sufficient for footsteps. What does that mean? Im Yaspik Kol Afar Shomrin. If all the soil of Shomrin will be enough, Li Yis Nidbok B'Chapetz Reglaim, to stick to the soles of the feet, Behiluchan, when they walk. V'chein you find Mimbodad B'Sha'olim Mayim. The word B'Sha'olim, who measured water with his footsteps, Beraglav means with his feet, Uvihiluchan, going and through his walking. Goder mizev, goder mizev, a fence on this side and a fence on that side. Stam geder shelavonim. Who stam geder we find means of stone. It's made of stones. Kimosh Nemrit says, Vegeder avon of Nehrosa, and his stone fence was in ruins. As I state in the Pasuk in Mishlech of Dalid, Lamed Aleph. Take a look in Ovester of Nos, in the beginning over there, talks about the siyogim that a person is supposed to make. It brings this Pasuk over there. Pasuk Chav Hei. Vatera also in the donkey sees es malach Hashem, the malach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, vatilochitz el akir, and she pressed against the wall, vatilchatz es regel Bilam el akir, and she pressed Bilam's leg against the wall, vayosef lakoyis, and what did this Bilam do? He continues to hit her, vatilochitz, and she spread, and she pressed, he atzma, she pressed herself against the wall, vatilchatz, and she pressed es acherim, something else, which means es regel Bilam, the Bilam's leg. Pasuk Chavov, vayosef malach Hashem avor, and the malach of the Ribbono Shel Olam continued to pass ahead. Vayamoid b'mokim tzor, and stood in a narrow place. Asher ein derech lintos yaminu smoil, where there was no room to turn right or to turn left. Zok Rashi, vayosef malach Hashem avor, the malach of the Ribbono Shel Olam continued to pass ahead. Lavor Oid lefan of alalon, to pass before him even more. Liyis lefan of, to be in front of him, b'makim acher, in another place. Kemoy it says v'hu avar lefneim, the word avar, he went ahead of them. Medrash agodi yesh b'tanchuma, it says ma ro lamid b'shloishim mekoymos. Why did the malach see to stand in three places? Simone avos ero, he showed Bilam signs that were of the avos. And the ma'aseh, the medrash says, what was this inyan? That it was the avos. The Rebbe Mechai brings down the whole medrash over here. He says like this. First of all, what's this re'i? First of all, is agosha. He says that's what the agosha that they feel. It wasn't pshat you mamish saw the animal. It was agosha. Okay, we'll see. After, maybe I'll mention it at the end. The places in the back brings it, exactly what the schus avos were. Maybe we'll mention it later. But let's go weiter meanwhile. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Vateira also in es malach Hashem. The donkey sees the malach Ribbono Shel Olam, vatir bats tachas Bilam. And she crouched beneath Bilam. Vayichar af Bilam. So Bilam's anger flared. Vayachas also in bamakil. And he hits the donkey with his stick, with his staff. Pasuk Chavches Vayiftach Hashem es pi asoi. Now Hashem opens the mouth of the donkey. Vatoimer leBilam, and she says to Bilam, Me osisi lecho, what have I done to you? Kihikisani zeh shalish regalim, that you've struck me and hit me three times. What did I do to you? So Rashi zeh shalish regalim. This literally means three times. Ramzaloi, she was being meramis to him. Ata mavakish lakor umo. You want to uproot a nation that celebrates three regalim a year. It's not, you're not going to be successful. That was the remez of regal of shalish regalim. Pasuk choftes vayomer Bilam la'asayin, and Bilam, he can't be slighted by his donkey. Beryl speaks out that I can't take musa from anybody, even to the donkey. He's gonna, this is about gaiva. He goes and he says, he answers back. You know, you could see it's shaloi kederech hateva. There's an ace happening. The donkey's talking. When was the last time you saw a donkey talk? Right?
And then he just ignores it, forget about that, and he answers back.
Bilam
says to the donkey, "Ki
salalpi."
Yeah, because you have it, it's printed in Shulchan Gavoy. The Rishim is al Talmidim, they bring it down. Rabbi Yosef Doi. Oh, he says, "Vatoymer Asan il Vayomer Bilam la Asan."
So Bilam says back to the donkey, "Ki salalpi," because you have mocked me. He's talking to the donkey. He's being tevei is covered from the donkey. "Lu yesh cherev biyadi," if there was a sword in my hand, "ki ati harakticha." Now I would have killed you right now with it. He's talking to the donkey. Right now I'll shecht you. So Rashi salalt ketargume, like a targumon that says chaycht. You have makt loshen gnayu bizoyin. This is an expression of shame and disgrace. Lu yesh cherev biyadi, if there was a sword in my hand, genuz gedoy loy loy dover ze. This matter was a great embarrassment to him. Be'eni asarim, in the eyes of the officers. Ze hoylech lari guma shleimo befiv. He's going. This is the one that's going to kill a ganze folk with his mouth. For his own donkey, he has to have a weapon. I mean, here he remembers Lu Yesh Cherev. That was his umnis. He had the Cherev was his umnis, but he forgot about it when he came to curse Klal Yisrael. Now to curse Klal Yisrael, he doesn't need any kalim. But now to fight with his donkey, Lu Yesh Cherev biyadi. Pasuk Lamed Vatoyimera also in El Bilam. She continues. The donkey says back to Bilam, "Haloya noichi asoincha sherechafta lai meoitcha da yoimazeh." Am I not your donkey that you've ridden from the day you were conceived, from your inception until this day? Haskein hiskanti lasis l'chakoi. Have I been accustomed to do such a thing to you? Vayoyimer loy, and Bilam answers back, no. Zot Rashi was meintas haskein hiskanti ketargum, like the targum says. Hamelaf alifna, have I been accustomed to v'chein halel yiskor gover? Shteit the pasuk in E of Chav Beis. The word yiskon, is it for Hashem that a man learns? The pasuk says, "Rabbi Seinu Dorshu Mikrazeh B'Talmud." Chazal Darshan in the Gemara. Amrulei, the sorry Moyev said to him, "My time alay rechafta sosia. What's the reason that you didn't ride on a horse?" Amrulahain, he said, "Beretiva shadoi lekula. You know, I sent it out to graze in the meadow." Kedisim sechaz avedizor. As I stated in the Gemara, dot avedizor davdal hamid beis. So then the donkey, right away, the Gemara says, answered, "Am I not your donkey?" So he says, "Nah, I use you only for your donkey for carrying these loads, these burdens." So then the donkey says, "No, asher echafta, that you've ridden." So he said, "Nah, it was stam a one-time thing. It was stam mikra ba'alma. It's an isolated occurrence." So she continues, "Excuse me, if from your inception until this day," she says, "No, me'oitcha da yoy mazeh. It's not true. It's not a one-time thing." And furthermore, she says, "Not only that, I would give you transportation by day and serve as an isha by night, because it says Askayin Iskanti, and it's written in Melochim. It says Vesiloy Sechenes, that she'll be a source of warmth for him." So according to the Gemara, Askayin and Iskanti are understood in the same understanding that it's understand of ishas over here. So he gives a ganze shmuz. Donkey says back to Bilam, "What zoks de? What are you talking about? You use me." So Pashat Lamed Beis. Then Hashem uncovered Bilam's eyes, and the Ramban speaks out in this pasuk that he wasn't a navi. This is a lashon that vayigal. When Hashem uncovered him, you find it by Elisha. The Ramban speaks out. You find it by other places that this lashon over here vayigal, that it was stam. He wasn't a navi, and he went back. He wasn't a navi. Now lechvaydim shel kol Yisrael, he was raised up to be a navi at this point. So Vaygal Hashem Esayni Bilam, then Hashem uncovers Bilam's eyes. Vayaris Malach Hashem Nitzav Baderech, and he sees the Malach of Hashem standing on the road. Vachar Beishluf Biyode, and his sword is drawn in his hand. Vayikoid Vayishtachu LaApov. So he bowed his head and he prostrated himself on his face. Pasuk Lamed Beis Vayoymei Lov Malach Hashem. The Malach of Hashem says to him, Almo Hikisa Es Asayin Chazeh Shalish Regolim. For what reason did you hit your donkey three times? Hini anoichi yatzasi l'satan. Behold, he says, I went out as an impediment to stop you from going. Remember, ki yarat aderech lenegdi, because he rushed on the road against me. So actually, what does this mean? Ki yarat aderech lenegdi. He hastened on the road against me. Rabbi seinu chachmei amishnah. Chazal say, chachmei amishnah darshu b'lshay netrikin. Yarat means netrikin. Yara, she feared. Ra, so she saw. Notza, and she turned away. B'shvil shaderech lenegdi, because the road is against me. What does that mean? Kloimer likinosi, to incense me, get me angry. Laknitani, to spite me, to antagonize me. L'fim apshmoyed, pshat is like this.
It means like this. Pashup shot. That's a drosha. That lemaisa the Mishnah says in Shabbos that kuf hey amir aleph. The Gemara darshins. It's in a trik in yara ros and notza. It's not the pashup shot in the pasuk. Here's the pashup shot. I'm actually going to tell you. Oh, derech negdi means that the road, the journey, is against me. Meaning lekinasi, meaning to get me angry. This is Bilam talking. That it's to get me angry. This in lekinasi lakniteini. Right, the Malach is talking over here. What's the pshat? What does it mean? Yorat aderech lenegdi. So the Gemara Darshan meant asoy. Nutrikin yorat yora rosa notza. It's like an Otrikin. That's a stance for. He's telling him, listen, the pshat is she feared, she saw, and as I mean. So it means you're right. It's not talking about the malach. It means what does it mean? She feared, she saw. It means the animal sensed the presence of the malach, and even feared it before you even saw it. That's how the Gerari explains it. Pshat is yara, she saw, v'rasa, she feared. Pshat is she feared before she saw, because she felt the presence of it, and not so, and then maybe she turned away. That's what the Malach is saying. That's what the Nutrikin is. But that's not the Pashup Shah in the puzzle. The Pashup Shah is like this, Rashi says. Ki mashmoy is azoy. Lefi mashmoy, ki chorat aderech lenegdi. Because he was anxious on the road against me. Loshen retet. The word yarat means, and he was, this is a loshen of an anxiety. The angel, what's the Malach saying like this? Kiri isi bala derech. I saw Bilam, meaning the one that was going on the way, shechara demira derech. He was anxious and hurrying up the whole trip. Shulakaisi, which is a source of anger to me, the Malach says. Ulaham rasi, and it's a rebellion against me. Umikra katsu, it's an abbreviated pasuk. Kemoiva, it says, vatachal David, and David longed, it says in Shmuel Beis, Yud Gimel Lamites. What does it mean? Vatachal nefesh David. That David's nefesh, his soul, were longed. But it's mikra katz also over here. Pshat is that he was going against lekaisi lamrein, like against my will. Loshen acher noch pshat yard loshen rotzen. Yard means a loshen of rotzen appeasement. V'chein it says al yedei rishoyim yirtein. Yishtei the pasuk in Iyuv. Tes zayin yur aleph. The word yirteini, it says, and he like quiets me through the wicked, which means he appeases me and he consoles me through the Rishayim, which do nothing but to antagonize, to spite the Ribbono Shel Olam. So different three pshatim, what it means over here, Kiyorat Aderech Lenegdi. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vatir Aniya also, and the donkey saw me, Vateit Lefonai Zeh Sholish Regolim, and turned away from me these three times, the Malach says. Ulai Notso Miponai, Ki Ata Gamo Ischo Harakti. He says, had she not turned away from me, I would now even have killed you and let her live. Zok the Malach. Zok v'hashi ulai notza. Had she not turned away, kemay lule. The word ulai means like lashon of lule. Were it not, had it not, like pamim shulai mishamish v'lashon lule. Sometimes we find ulai uses it functions in the sense of lule. Gam oischoi rakti, and I would have killed you. Even at you, I would have killed. He says, "Hareza mikra masuris." You have to switch around this passage. But who kamay? It's like it says, "Gam harakti yischai." Would have even killed you. Kleimar loya kova bilvad. Not only karsicha, not only would delay have befallen you al yodi because of me. Kigam ariga, you would also have been killed because of me. As I the malach, and not only that, for I saw hechiyasi, and I would have let her live. And the b'soif the ma'aser she died. He was killed because the animals so shouldn't cover the brias. The atom nation dibra because she spoke v'chachticha and gave you musr lo yichol to lamid b'techachti. You weren't able to stand. You weren't able to stand up to her techach or her rebuke. K'mayshikasa says v'yoyim reloi. He said no. Harektia, I killed her. What's the pshat shlo? Yoyim ru zui shasilka as Bilam b'techachta. You know they're gonna say this is the donkey that you know dismissed Bilam with the musr. Lo yachol hashav, and he had nothing to respond. He couldn't say anything back. Shechasa mokim al kovad abriyis. You see, the Ribbono Shel Olam has pity on people's dignity. V'chein, you find v'esa behema tayrogu, and you should kill the animal. V'chein v'arakta se'isha v'esa behema, you should kill the woman and the animal. You see different psukim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is chas and kovad abriyis. Yeah, does it the behema? But was nishke gestand? You can't upstein to Bilam. To Bilam ke. We know Bilam was, but the Ribbono Shel Olam's name, not mitkoyach navi, because he wasn't a navi, he was a koysim. The Ramban speaks that in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and that's what Pasuk says in Yeshua Yud Gimel. They killed him. That's Bilam Akoisim Hargu Bechor. But
Pashat al tzkovet abriya, zich tven abriya. Pasuk lamed dalid vayoymer bilam el malach Hashem. Bilam said to the malach of Hashem, chotosi, I have sinned, ki lo yodati, because I did not know, ki ata nitzav likrosi badorech, that you were standing opposite me on the road. Viata im rabbe necho, now, and now he says, if it's evil in your eyes, ashuv ali, I'm going to return. I didn't know zot bilam. Ki lo yodati, Rashi says, gam zug nusa, this is also an embarrassment for Bilam. Vel korchei hoide, he was forced to admit, shu hoi mishtabeach. He used to boast and he used to say, Sheyadeya das Elyon, and he knows that I know the das of the Supreme One, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Upiv heyed, lo yadati, but now his mouth says, lo yadati, I didn't know. So that's keneged that gaiva that he said, Yadeya das Elyon, yet zokta ki lo yadati. Imra beinecha shuvali, lahasris neged amokim hitshuva. This response was intended to speak about the Ribbono Shel Olam in a hostile manner. Amr loy, Bilam says to the Malach, Hu ba'atzmei tzivani lelechas? Hashem himself commanded me to go. Ve'atam malach, you're in malach, mevatalist dvor, you're going to nullify his words. Lomru b'kach, he's used to doing such things. Sha'oy medover, he says something, malach machzir, and the angel, and the malach takes it back. Omer levram, Hashem said to Avram, kachnas bincho, please take your son. And bring him up, alei aloyle, right? Ve'alidei malach, and through malach, bitlas dvor, he's going to vatal his words. Afani, same thing me. He says, "Im rabbe nech, if it's ra in your eyes, tzarachani loshev, I must return." So he's mezalzim the kavod ribbono shel olam. Pasuk lamed hey vayoymer malach Hashem el Bilam. The malach of Hashem says to Bilam, "Leich im hu anoshim, go with the men." The efes es adover asha daber eilecha oisay sedaber. But only the word that I will speak to you, that you will speak. Vayelech Bilam. So Bilam went. Im sari volok with the sarim of bolok. So the pasuk before Rashi, the Chazal say when someone says chatosi, like Bilam said, so right away he's moidan es chetz and in Ribbono Shel Olam is moichlin. And he has siyat shmaya afterwards. He doesn't get an oynish. That's what Rishonim speak out. But on this pasuk, lechem or anoshim, go with these men. Bederach shadam roitzel aleches, bo moilichin. I said, this is what you were saying yesterday, Avram. The way that a person wants to go, bo moilichin. I said, that's what they take him. So the Mashal says over there, what's lashon moilichim? That over there, Mashal says in Makas daf yudam ibeis. That is two malachim. It should have said b'derach shadam roitzel aleches moilichin. So what's moilichin? I said, teretz is two malachim take him. One on his right, one on his left. Lechim or anoshim. Go with these men, because your chelik is with them. V'soivcha, and your end will be li'ovim min elim, you're going to perish from the world. V'efes, but only, this means al korcha, against your will. Es adov asher daber v'goymer, the word that I will speak. I'm sorry, Volok, it says he went with the officers of Balak. Sameach l'kalem, he was so happy to curse Klal Yisrael. Ah, that's the Lashon Im. Rashi's telling you the Amkos and Im. Im means he went with the, like Rashi said before, Libay Kalibam Shove. He went with the same frame of mind. I'm going to curse the Jews. Pasuk Lamed. Vo Vayishma Bolok. Bolok hears. Ki Vo Vilam, that Bilam has come. Vayetze Likrosi Alir Moyov. Asher Al Gvul Arnoin. Asher Bikse Al Gvul. So he goes out towards him at the city of Moyov, which is on the border of Arnoin, which is at the edge of the border. So Rashi Vayishma Bolok. Sholach shluchim levasoi. Bilam sent messengers to inform him that he's coming. Elir Moyav, to the city of Moyav, el metropolin shaloi. It means to the metropolis of what does that mean? Irach hashuvah shaloi, its main city. Loimer, as if to say to Bilam, re'ei mo'elu mevakshim laker. Look what these Klal Yisrael want to uproot. Such a chosh of a city. Pasuk lamed zayin, vayoymer bolak el Bilam. So Bolak says to Bilam, haloi shaloyach shalachti elecha likroi loch. Didn't I urgently send to you, to summon you? Lama lo yalachte elai? Why did you not go to me? Ha'umnam lo yuchel kabetcha? Am I indeed not capable of honoring you? What, I can't give you the cover that you zuch? Zot Rashi, ha'umnam lo yuchel kabetcha? Nisnabe, shesoyfei lotzeis me'imai bekolein. So, Bilam was giving a navu over here, that the end is going to depart from Bullock within humiliation. He's going to be so embarrassed that he didn't accomplish what he wanted him to do. Bullock's, yeah, he hates him, but he needed him to curse Klal Yisrael. Yeah, now he did, but not before. Yeah, it's interesting. I see the David David says pshat over here. It says that Bullock used the lashon. He could have used more of a lashon, saying halu. He could have said a lashon halay uchel kabetcha. Am I not capable of warning you? What does he say? How umnam la yuchel kabetcha? Instead, he says the truth is I'm not really capable of warning you. Pshat is because the Emes says he couldn't. The Divrei David says because he couldn't be mechabed him. But he's telling him, I couldn't give you a guest covered. Why didn't you come? I wanted you to come earlier.
No, but I'm talking about Balak being mechabed Bilam. He said Balak's talking to Bilam over here. No, he's saying, "What? I couldn't be give you up enough cover that you couldn't come earlier. What's going? What's pshat? Listen, what he answers back. Pasuk lamaches vayomer Bilam el Balak. So Bilam says to Balak, "Hine vosi elecha." He says, "Behold, I've come to you now." Ata. He says, "Right now I came to you. That's what you were tining." Hayoche luchel daber meuma. Will I be able to speak anything? Will I be able to say anything? Hadover asher yasim elokim b'fi oisaya daber. Whatever word Hashem puts in my mouth, that's what I'm going to speak. Nothing more, nothing less. By Revi, Zok Pasuk Lametes, Vayelech Bilam im Balak. Balak, Bilam went with Balak, im with the same kavana. Vayevo Kiryas Chutzais. They came to Kiryas Chutzais. Zok Drashi Kiryas Chutzais, Ir Malei Shvakim. This is a city full of marketplaces. And Noshim Venoshim Betaf Pachutzais said, these are men, women, and children in all its plazas. Loimart, as if to say, Re'ei. See, virachem, and have mercy, shalei yakru elu, that these should not be uprooted. Don't uproot Klal Yisrael. Make sure you see that there shouldn't be room, the Tanchuma says. That explains why Balak took Bilam dafka to Kiryas Chutzais. And then why does Torah have to tell you? Torah says, no, that you see that they're not going to be uprooted. Pasuk, mem vayizbach Balak bokor. So Balak shechts these cattle and sheep, vatsoin, bokor and soin, vayishalach le Bilam, and he sends to Bilam, velasor masher itoy, and to the officers who were with him, Zok Drashi, Bokar, and Tzoyin, cattle and sheep, Dover Muat, a small little paltry matter. Bokar Echad, V'Tzoyin Echad Levad, only one head of cattle and one sheep. He wasn't very, very generous over here.
Why do you have to send him?
Yeah, why do you have to send? That's a good aura, Taki. That's stuff in my rain cooking. Pasuk Mamal, if that helps us finish the parak over here, and then I want to speak out one thing, what the Indian was before we had. Vayihi, Baboiker, and it was in the morning, Vayikach, Bolok, as Bilam. Balak takes Bilam, vayaleu bamois Baal, and he brings him up to the heights of Baal, vayar misham kitzayam, and from there he saw the edge of the people. So Drashi bamois Baal kitargum. You have to understand, like the Targum says, leromas dechalte, to the high place of his getchka, of his deity, of his avodah zarah. Shame avodah zarah. This is the name. Baal is the name of avodah zarah. We're going to see that he keeps on going up, higher and higher, higher. He wants to get higher places. The pshat is because there's different pshatim. Rabbeinu Bechai is ma'arich, there's some of the other rishonim also ma'arich, and then what was the inyan? He was trying to get them higher and trying to get higher than the mazel, the whole inyan, what it was, try to get higher and higher places. But I wanted to speak out, what was the inyan before? Oh, this is Batsim, the Rosh says it right on this pasuk. He says, Vayikach Bolok as Bilam Vayaleu Bam as Baal. He says, Bam Makim Acher, it says, Vayikache stay tzoifim. Why do you need to stay in three places? Every place had seven mizbeachs, and every mizbeach had a par and aisle. Says who hakim chofal of mizbeachos and membeis parim ve'elim. Zok the Rosh Shemati ki ein Hakadosh Baruch mekapeach schar kol beriya. Shebischus membeis parim ve'elim nigzer exerish yemusu bem membeis anoshim Yisrael. That 42 people from Klal Yisrael had to be killed because of that. Ve'amanig anem on bikesh rachem shlo yemusu biyamov. U'masur bekabol lepinchas u'pinchas le'eli ve'eli l'shmuel l'shmuel le'david ve'david le'liyo dor acher dor ve'liyol elisha novi. U'pamachas holach elisha li'richoi. One time he went to Richoi ve'amru le'anshi yair hinene moisha ve'ir toi ve'mayim royim ve'aretz mashkeles. Maskelas, Vayomer Elisha, Tznut Sleicha, Shalmayim, Shalmelech, Shlichem Elamayim, Vayimtukun Nais, Besuch Nais, Kamay Maymar. It was a big Nais that it got sweetened. Vayisham, Anoshim, Flayor, Panasosim, El Shemavim, Mayim, Mimokim, Acharshim, Mesukim. The whole Parnassus was they brought water from a different place where it was sweet. Ubishosha, Himtik Elisha, Mayim, Holchu, Akro, they went to him, Vayomer, Ale, Koyrach, Ale, Koyrach, Shekracht, Aleinu, Esamokoim, Meyad, Vayite, Vayifen, Akro, Vayaram, Vikalim, Beshemisham, he gave him a klola. Armin and the Gemara says, and cited of Memvavam and Beis, my Vayarem, Vayrosh, Loyoy, Bem Lachluchis, Shal Mitzvah. There was no Lachluchis Mitzvah, these people. Shinestab the Behem, Imam, Beyem Kippurim, Shinest Abram, Imam, Beyem Kippurim, that their mother became pregnant with them on Yem Kippur. Omrad, Mosaiti, Axer, Azais, Tluya, Vaymedes. When is this Gzeira going to be totally of Oymed, Tiskayim, Beilu, Miyad, Bikish, Rachman, Tiskayim, Bem, was Miskayim, Miyad, Vatay, Tsena, Shne, Dubim, and Ayar, Vyargim, two beers went out and killed them. That's what it says over here. This medrash that this Indian over there, we're going to get to him. It's Shemim Lochem Beis Yotes Pasuk Chof Dalid.
Are you still talking?
Huh? in Pasuk Chavov, it says Vayosef Malach Hashem Avor, and the Malach continued going. So this is what Rashi was alluded to. The Medrash on Chumash says like this: Maro Lamoid Begilu Makoymes. Why did the donkey stand in three places? Simani Avos Hero. Kedepirish Rashi Zel. That's what Rashi says. He saw Simani Avos. Vitzarech Perish LePirusha. We need to understand, Zok the Rosh, what Rashi's saying. Zok the Rosh, beautiful. First, the donkey stood at a place that there's space on both sides. Then the asin went away from the path. It says it only moved to one side. It says there was no room to the right or the left to move. What were these simonim? Ilu bikesh lekalil bonav shel Avram, hayemoytze mikan umikan. If he would have tried to be mavak, to curse the sons of Avram, so he would find from the both sides. What does it mean? Mikan umikan mi bnei Yishmael ubnei Keturah. He would find from both sides if he wanted to. Vakasha, kill, curse either Yishmael or bnei Keturah. Im bikesh lekal bnei Yitzchak or Yitzarecha. That's bnei Esav. You want to curse someone from Yitzchak, curse the bnei Esav. Ubikesh lekal bnei Yaakov. But he wanted to be Mekal ibn Yaakov, Lematzabem Psailis, Liga Bahem. He couldn't find any Psailis to touch them. Because Yaakov is Mitase Shleima. There was no Psailis by Yaakov Avinu. Lefichach, therefore it says, Kasav Begimel Bemokim Tsar. The third time, it says, Mokim Tsar. What does that mean? Ze Yaakov Shenemar. It says, Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid Vayitzel. It says, Embrace Islam at Bezain. What's the pshat? There was no place to curse. It was very narrow because Yaakov was Mitase Shleima. Yaakov. Ishtam Yoshev Olim is Yaakov Tmimaya, Yaakov Ishlemta, the Targum says over there. So there was no mocking for the curse to Bichal. Bishlem Avram, so he had Mikana Mikana, was Bnei Yishmael, Bnei Keturah. Yitzchak, he only had Tzarecha, that was Bnei Yisa. But Yaakov, there was mocking Tzar, there was no place. That Zeus Simoni Ovis, Pshad, there was no place, Zok the Rosh, for the Klala to Bichal. With that, Rabbi Yisa, we finish today's Shir by Perek Chav Gimel.